When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 667. Six out-of-the-box solutions for calorie burning by Summer Banks with DietSpotlight.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. And don't forget, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, I'm about to read to you this topic, six out-of-the-box solutions for calorie burning. And what's fascinating is, one of them, I had no idea helps burn calories. In hindsight, it sort of makes sense, but I just never thought of this technique to burn calories. So I'm sure you're anxious to hear this. Let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Six out-of-the-box solutions for calorie burning by Summer Banks with DietSpotlight.com. If you want to lose weight, there's no getting around the need to burn calories. The two biggest ways to cut calories are with diet and exercise. But there are also a lot of lesser-known ways to burn calories. Some of these might even raise an eyebrow, but they work. Here's our list of the most out-of-the-box ways to burn calories. 1. Donating blood. Why not kill two birds with one stone? Burn calories and also help out people in need. When you donate blood, you temporarily increase the amount of calories your body burns. According to a study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, donating a pint of blood burned an average of 650 calories. By donating blood, you force your body to use energy for the synthesizing of replacement blood components, such as proteins and red blood cells. The expenditure of energy is what burns calories. Naturally, you're not going to donate on a daily basis. You must wait for a minimum of 8 weeks between every blood donation. Now, this gives your body time to replenish its blood supply. But besides burning calories, there are additional benefits to donating blood. These include lowering inflammatory markers and increasing antioxidant activities. This was according to the American Journal of Epidemiology and the Journal of Basic and Clinical Physiology and Pharmacology. And of course, you get to help people who need the blood to stay alive. Final thoughts. Donating blood gives you a temporary calorie-burning boost and offers other notable health benefits. 2. Exposure to cold temperatures. When you're exposed to the cold, you stimulate brown fat activity, which helps to increase your metabolic rate. You see, your body fat mostly falls into the category of white fat, but a small amount is brown fat. These two kinds of fats affect your body in different ways. White fat has negative effects. It leads to inflammation, insulin resistance, and more fat buildup. Brown fat, on the other hand, helps you burn calories. This makes it great for losing weight. The calorie-burning potential of brown fat varies from person to person. Lean people tend to have more active brown fat than those that might be overweight. This is according to a PLOS-1 study. Recent studies in the Diabetes and Metabolism Journal on Animals suggest that chronic exposure to the cold provokes a browning of white fat. Studies using human beings find that cold exposure has a significant impact on calorie burning. The increase depends on how much active brown fat you have in your body. Now don't worry, you don't have to go down to the Arctic to enjoy the calorie burning benefits. A study in the Journal of Clinical Investigation examined healthy young men who were forced to stay in an environment where the ambient temperature was 66 degrees Fahrenheit. They had to remain there for 2 hours. All of them saw increased calorie burning. Although the ones who saw the most change were the ones with the highest rate of brown fat activity. Another study in the Journal of Thermal Biology looked at 10 young men who were placed in a 62 degrees Fahrenheit environment for 2 hours. On average, they burned more than 164 calories per day when compared to normal circumstances. So what can you do to get more cold exposure in your life? Try taking walks on cold days or lowering the temperature in your home. Final thoughts. Being exposed to cold temperatures helps stimulate brown fat activity, which is good for burning calories. 3. Burn calories by chewing gum. According to the journal called Appetite, chewing gum aids with calorie burning in more than one way. When you feel full, you snack less, which means you consume fewer calories. Also, there's evidence that chewing gum helps raise the rate of your metabolism. Researchers looked into the number of calories burned by a regular weight man after eating. They burned more calories when they chewed gum at the conclusion of their meal. An additional study found that men and women who chewed gum for 20 minutes after eating had a higher metabolic rate than when they didn't chew gum. The effects of gum chewing continued into the next morning. Now, to achieve all these wonderful effects from chewing gum, be sure to use the sugar-free variety. Final thoughts: chewing gum between and after meals may help raise your metabolic rate. 4. Can cold water help burn calories? If you want to quench your thirst, there's no better beverage choice than water. In studies of overweight adults and children, drinking water has been found to boost metabolism temporarily. When you drink cold water, the benefits start to increase. A group of researchers discovered that 40% of the metabolic rate increase is due to your body's effort to warm up in response to the cold water. A study of young adults observed that drinking 17 ounces of cold water increased calorie burning by up to 30% for a 90-minute period. Final thoughts. Drinking cold water helps to temporarily boost your metabolic rate, although the rate of increase varies from person to person. 5. How many calories can laughter burn? Maybe laughter is the best medicine. Besides being good for your immunity, your memory, and the pliability of your arteries, laughter helps you burn calories. A study in the International Journal of Obesity examined 45 couples that watched movies together, and they found that the participants' metabolic rate went up by 10 to 20% when they laughed during comedies. Laughing regularly throughout the day can have a long-term impact on your weight loss efforts. Final thoughts. Laughing not only makes you feel good psychologically, it also improves your body's calorie burning. 6. Fidgeting and calories burned. All forms of physical activity help you burn calories, including the subtle physical movement known as fidgeting. When you fidget, you move your body restlessly. A study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that people who fidgeted burned 5 times more calories when compared to when they were standing or sitting still. The people who most benefit from the metabolic rate increase of fidgeting are those with the highest body weights, and this is according to the International Journal of Obesity and Related Metabolic Disorders. Fidgeting, combined with other forms of non-exercise activity, also known as NEAT or NEAT, like standing and walking, has been found to burn as many as 2,000 calories a day. Thus, it's extremely critical to incorporate different forms of NEAT into your daily routine. In addition to fidgeting, you can try doing household chores and using the stairs instead of the elevator. Final thoughts. Fidgeting increases the number of calories you burn. It's especially useful for overweight individuals. Conclusion. There are lots of little-known ways to burn calories. Pick and combine the ones best suited to your circumstances. You'll receive an extra boost to move you closer to your weight goals. You just listened to the post titled 6 Out-of-the-Box Solutions for Calorie Burning by Summer Banks with DietSpotlight.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You can find a lot more on DietSpotlight.com, which is linked in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, can you guess which of the six most surprised me? It was actually number one, the blood donation thing. It's something I never thought of, but physiologically, it makes a lot of sense. Whenever your body's forced to create something, it takes energy, and therefore you're burning calories. And again, that doesn't mean you want to donate blood once a week just to achieve these benefits. You'd want to space it out to allow your body time to recover. Now, when we look at the other ones, they also make physiological sense. Exposure to cold temperatures. In order for your body to create heat, that requires energy. Therefore, you will burn calories. When you chew gum, those are a lot of muscles, believe it or not, that have to work in your jaw in order to chew that gum. And if you chew it for long enough, yes, that will lead to some significant calories burned. Cold water. I've actually mentioned cold water in a different context on this podcast before. I mentioned that when you want to rehydrate your body, it's actually better to drink cold water as opposed to room temperature water or hot water. That's because we found cold water gets absorbed more quickly when compared to room temperature or warm or hot water. But again, here, your body has to bring the temperature of that water up, and so that's going to take energy, which may lead to a calorie burn. Laughter. Laughter uses actually quite a few muscles. They're the intercostal muscles located in between your ribs. There's the diaphragm that's located right around the center of your chest. And in order to move those muscles to allow you to laugh, that's going to take some calories. And I mentioned the last one, fidgeting, before here on this podcast for sure. I mentioned that for some folks, depending on how long they fidget for, how often they do it during the day, what types of muscles they're moving, they can burn up to 2,000 calories more per day when compared to a person that doesn't fidget. So yes, that's definitely an easy way to burn calories. So yes, it couldn't hurt to incorporate some of these depending on your lifestyle. But when we think about the math, the easiest way to reduce calories is to simply watch what you're eating. Think of it this way. If we use an average, let's say 150-pound male, it will require about 45 to 60 minutes of moderate pace walking to burn about the same number of calories you'd find in a regular soda. So what's easier, walking for 45 minutes or just not having that soda? Or maybe having half that soda? So if you're looking for other easy ways to reduce your calories, think about your diet. All right, now once again, before I go, if you want to hear more blogs being narrated to you for free, you can hear topics like personal development, personal finance, business, and relationships just by listening to all of our shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find them. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.